Is the Bible obsolete? As a child, I saw people going to church with the Bible under their arm. They were solemn people that never smiled. Mother told me, the Bible is a guidebook about how not to enjoy life. Well, I loved life, so I stayed miles away from it, and I preferred the pub. I thought that the Bible was for the ignoramus, a book of thou shalt not, while I said, I shall. I sought freedom and I wanted to break out of my boundaries. For me, God was way too authoritarian. Do this or else made my hair stand up. Yet one day, out of interest, I started reading it. And boy, was I ignorant and wrong. Honestly, I could hardly put it down. That feeling of yes, yes, good stuff. This answers my whys and wherefores kept me reading. The Bible became doors to a whole new world, a world of beauty and truth, science, research and understanding, inspiration and excitement. This had nothing to do with religion and man's ceremonial pomp. This was life and freedom. I found the freedom in there that I always craved. Now, how is the Bible undermined? Here we see a picture of a net being cast into the sea. On either end, they are pulling it in. The Alpha, or the beginning, of the net is on the one side, and the Omega, the end, is on the other side. There's a scripture that says in Matthew 13, verses 47 through 49, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, and when it was full, they drew it to shore. So shall it be at the end of the world. The Bible explains that the kingdom of God is like a net. The net has two handles. The beginning and the end. The Lord said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. This is in Revelation. If you download a hard copy, you find all the references. So the Alpha for us is the beginning, Genesis 1, the creation or the start of the net of God's kingdom on the one side. Now, if we can quote unquote prove with theories that are not based on scientific facts, that creation is but an allegory or is only a Sunday school story for little children like Santa Claus, then we have eliminated the beginning side of the net that will bring in the fish. Download for free at johanpeters.in and study the book In the Beginning, Then What? It is a fiery court case with both evolution and creation presented, and it gives clear scriptural scientific answers to the many theories. The Omega, next for us as believers, the Omega, or the end, which is the rapture, or the Lord's return. Now, if we can prove with other theories that Jesus was wrong about the rapture when he said that he will return after the tribulation in Matthew 24:29, and we say that his return is before the tribulation, then when Jesus does not come before the tribulation, many will fall away. Our faith in the Bible will be so weakened by these undermining theories about the creation and the rapture that we will just throw in the towel. The net of God's kingdom has lost its strength and the drawing power for those of us that settle for the theories rather than what is written. People need the tranquilizer of religion to feel safe, so the immunizing program against God and His Word can continue. It says in Ezekiel 33, 32 and 31, it says, you are unto them a very lovely song. They hear your words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their covetousness. When the time comes, the power of money will buy people's devotion. With the bottom line, cooperation or elimination. But my Scofield Bible said that Jesus will come back before the tribulation. Ladies and gentlemen, it was Scofield that said it, not the Bible. It is prophets that prophesy lies in my name. You make these people to trust in a lie, it says in Jeremiah 14, 14 and 28, 16. Is Jesus still the Alpha and the Omega for us? Download for free, again at johanpeters.in, the little book, which is the scriptural alternative and timeline to the many rapture theories. The Omega. The tree of education. a tree to be desired to make one wise, it says in Genesis 3:6. The desire for education and to show ourselves wise, at least wiser than God and His Word, is stronger today than it has ever been. Let's see how smart we really are. Galileo Galilei said, "The laws of nature are written by the hand of God in the language of mathematics." Did you ever study our DNA? Here is two pictures here next to each other. One is an intricate computer program, and the other one, which is a layout of our DNA, and it is totally similar to the computer program. The U.S. government is able to identify everyone in the country by a 9-digit social security number. Yet inside every minuscule human cell, there is a 3 billion letter DNA structure that belongs only to you. Dr. Albert Einstein not only gave us the formula EMC squared, he also gave us this one. Ego equals 1 divided by knowledge. So the less we know, the bigger our ego. Bernard Heisenberg, also a Nobel quantum physicist, said, "Only few know how much one must know how little one knows." Yet we think we are smarter than God and so feel free to criticize His word. However, in order to undermine the truth, we have to stoop to lies. We lose faith, hope, and our compass in life, while mental health issues become predominant. When the Son of Man comes, shall He find faith on earth, it says in Luke 18:8? Or will it all be gone? With the wind and the hot air theories of men, the wisdom of this world is such foolishness to God. It says in 1 Corinthians 3:19. Much like the plantation slave master, Satan seeks to influence our minds through education. He will only teach his slaves how to do their particular job. He does not tell them the ins and outs of the overall plantation management. And he will definitely not inform his captives that there is an escape route. That is the reason the Bible is out of school, as it gives the overall complete program picture with the escape route and where to find it. Satan will do anything to destroy our faith in the Bible with lies so big that you would not think that anybody would have the nerve to lie like that. Fabrications so captivating that most people are intrigued by them and have accepted them as facts. However, John 8:44, there is no truth in him, for he is a liar and the father of it. The Bible Code. Michael Drosnin writes in his number one bestseller book, The Bible Code, "As an investigative reporter, I have spent 5 years checking out the facts. Nothing is taken on faith, only one test, the truth. The code was discovered by the Israeli mathematician Dr. Rips and confirmed by famous mathematicians at Harvard, Yale, and Hebrew University. It has passed 3 levels of secular peer review and leading U.S. math journal and a senior codebreaker at the U.S. Department of Defense. Sir Isaac Newton was certain that there was a hidden code in the Bible that would reveal the future, and he considered it more important than his theory of the universe. The hidden text of the Bible was encoded with a kind of time lock. It could not be opened until the computer had been invented. The code is that hidden information is woven into the text of Genesis in the form of equidistant letter sequences. The effect is significant at the level of almost 100%. It says here 99.998%. Harold Gunz, who is a senior codebreaker at the American Intelligence at the Pentagon, was certain that he could prove the Bible code did not exist. "It sent a chill up my spine," recalled Gunz. "At first, I was 100% skeptical," said the Pentagon codebreaker. "I set out to disprove the code, and I ended up proving it. The Bible is constructed as a giant crossword puzzle. Skip X spaces, and another X spaces, and another X spaces, and the hidden message is spelled out. There is a Bible beneath the Bible. It is not only a book, it is also a computer program. It was first chiseled in stone and handwritten on a parchment scroll, finally printed as a book, waiting for us to catch up with it by inventing the computer, In experiment after experiment, the crossword puzzles were found only in the Bible, not in War and Peace, not in any other book, not in 10 million computer-generated test cases. Yitzhak Rabin appeared with a skip sequence of 4,772. Crossing the name, we found the words, "The assassin will assassinate," the year 5756, Tel Aviv. The Hebrew year 5756 is for us the year 1995-96. Later we discovered the name of his assassin, Amir. Drosnin warned Rabin and writes, "We had not been able to save Rabin's life, but suddenly, brutally, I had absolute proof that the Bible code was real. We found economic collapse, depression, stocks, 5690, which is the year 1929, encoded in the same place. Hitler and Nazi were encoded together with slaughter in Germany, etc., etc., etc." The Yale professor mathematician Pierre Tetzky Shapiro was startled. He said there is no way in the known laws of mathematics to explain seeing the future. What we are talking about is some intelligence that stands outside. Dr. Ribb said, "The Bible code contains more information than we could even count, let alone in several lifetimes." This is end of the Bible code summary. Is the Bible still obsolete for you? At johanpeters.in, you find pamphlets like these on Noah's Ark, The Matrix of All Matter, Giants, Carbon Dating, Jesus in Other Religions, etc., etc. Download a Bible. Choose from 9 books. There is no questions asked, no cookies, no info requests, so you can pass the message.